Good morning. The time is 11:33, and I am Razor.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
The best youth rock climbers in the nation are competing in our backyard this week. The USA Climbing Youth National Championship is taking place in Beaverton at Portland Rock Gym Westside location starting this Thursday. Hundreds of teams from all around the country will be competing. Oregon Live reports that the top finishers will represent the United States at an upcoming international championship in Finland. There are some local teams this week competing, including 16-year-old Kyron Nelson, a sophomore at Horizon Christian High School in Tualatin, and 18-year-old Charlotte Wild, a recent graduate from Franklin High School in Portland. This will be Charlotte's fifth national youth rock climbing competition. We've reached out to Charlotte for an interview, and she happily accepted. Tune in tomorrow for that interview.
Portland's warming back up again today with a high of 85 degrees, quite the jump from last week's 50 in rain. But that's nothing compared to the heat dome covering the eastern U.S. and affecting the East Coast the most. Associated Press reports cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia are seeing triple-digit temperatures today. New York hasn't seen temperatures like this in 13 years, and in 2012, Philadelphia had similar temperatures. I'm sure we all remember when we had a heat dome that hit us and made Portland's record height temperature of 116 degrees back in 2021. Our DJ Sydney will have our updated weathercast soon. With another warm and dry 4th of July coming up, Portland Fire and Rescue doesn't want you to forget that personal fireworks are still banned inside of Portland city limits. Yesterday, Salem, Oregon state fire officials demonstrated some legal options for fireworks and reminded residents that illegal fireworks include any that explode or leave the ground, like firecrackers, bottle rockets, and mortars, which are banned.
Our message is simple today. We want you to be safe, protecting both people, property, and certainly our natural landscapes. That means using fireworks responsibly and understanding those risks.
That's the Oregon Fire Marshal again reminding us that this is all for safety.
A suspected thief is still on the run or on the drive this morning from Clackamas County's deputy after alleged stealing a construction excavator and then using that machine to crash into some ATMs and get away with cash. CoinTV reports deputies on the case found the stolen excavator, which was still running. It had crashed into a bank's ATM drive-thru on Southeast Sunnyside Road. Anyone with more information is asking to contact the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office.
Major trade news from Portland Trail Blazers basketball team. ESPN reports the Blazers have agreed to trade guard Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks to the Boston Celtics for 2-time NBA champion point guard Drew Holiday. This is Drew Holiday's second trip to Portland, as he was involved in a 3-team trade in 2023, which sent former Blazer guard Damian Lillard to Milwaukee. Portland's 2 second-round pick to Boston are a 2023 Knicks selection and a 2031 Blazers pick.
A lot of us head to the beach this time of year to catch some sun and some waves, and sometimes we see killer whales at the Oregon coast, but have you ever wondered how orcas clean themselves? Well, according to CoinTV, scientists have noticed orcas groom themselves, almost scratching each other's backs with seaweed. Reports from other scientists mentioned that they have noticed strange behaviors from the mammals and took note of how orcas are breaking off kelp from the bulbs to groom each other. Sounds like whales are just like us. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Grady. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. For youth entering the job market for the first time, knowing what an employer expects is crucial.
I need somebody who has the ability to follow through, to say they're going to do an interview, come to the interview, complete the interview, and that helps us make a determination.
Lonnie Martinez of the Oregon Employment Department says first impressions are also important, so make sure you dress appropriately for that interview. Martinez says getting that first job comes down many times to meeting just a few basic expectations.
Showing up on time, making sure that their first impression is a good impression, and their stick-to-itness. If you say you're going to do an interview, you say you're going to show up on time, let's make sure you do that.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is cloudy with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, looking at more clouds with an overnight low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high of 73 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 72 degrees in Vancouver. We have partly cloudy weather and 72 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently, it's clear and 73 degrees in the Rose City. Up next is Zombie by Cranberries. Thank you for listening.